Welcome to your daily devotional, June 27th. Hear Him, Luke chapter 9, verse 35. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear Him." This text is the record of the bat call, which is the audible voice of God the Father speaking to the disciples at the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses and Elijah were present, and Peter was talking too much. But the one who is to have a hearing is Jesus Christ, God the Son. Jesus is here declared to be the fulfillment of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 22. Moses prophesied, beginning in verse 15, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear." The prophet to come would be a Jew of Moses' ethnicity, and he would have the final say of God to men. All of these things Jesus of Nazareth fulfilled, and not another man has fulfilled them. It is interesting to observe who was present at the Transfiguration. God the Father was in heaven, having authority. God the Son was in His glory, having authority. Moses was the lawgiver, but one greater than the law fulfilled the law. The Old Testament is not a means of salvation. Salvation is by grace through faith, and not of the works of the law. Elijah was a great prophet, but human prophets of God can only carry the message they have been entrusted with. And we do not put our faith in any person, no matter how holy, to be saved. Peter was there, along with John and James. These three received the great privilege to see this event. But even they were sore afraid when the cloud of the glory of God began to envelop them, for they were mere men such as you and I. Let us learn to hear Christ over and above all of the voices in our lives, even the best of them. There are many people, places, and things competing for our affection and attention. But let us prioritize Jesus through prayer and scripture reading, study, memorization, and meditation. Hear Him, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.